Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We only have three stories today, but two of them are quite long. The first is the trailer. A sequence of events led me to living in a run-down trailer on a five-acre property, 9 miles from town. Down the dirtiest dirt road that's ever existed. Before moving in, I had to clean it. And while doing so, I was surprised at just how much stuff had been left by the previous tenant. I assumed they died without family, or they left in a hurry. My friend helped me bring my stuff over, including my dog, cat, and rabbit. As we were unloading the car, a man pulled up in a truck. And introduced himself as my nearest neighbor. He handed me a piece of paper with his phone number on it, and said I should call him if I needed any help. I thanked him, then took a box inside the trailer. While I was in there, I glanced out the window and saw the man speaking to my friend before leaving. As soon as we finished with the unloading, my friend said,
"I love you, but I'm not coming back here."
He wouldn't tell me why, but I sensed it was something to do with the neighbor. My first night there, we had an early summer storm. Normally, these don't bother me, but I went to bed that night feeling anxious and had the worst night's sleep I've ever had. I had a nightmare, and every time I woke from it, I'd fall right back into the same dream. It was set in this new place. I was afraid, and no one would help me. there was a teenage boy wearing flower pattern board shorts, sitting in the corner, ignoring me every time I pleaded for him to
help me. Please help me.
I kept looking out the window, knowing there was something outside. I summoned the courage to open the door. On the doorstep were snakes, entangled and writhing on the ground. I screamed for help, and my neighbor arrived with a shovel. And that's about all I remember. The nightmares left me a little on edge. It was 2 days later, and I was lounging in my hammock, enjoying the sun and watching the rabbit and the cat play in their fenced area while the pup was sniffing about the yard. I saw the dog jump back, so I went to investigate. And next to the fence was a rattlesnake. I've never seen one before, but I knew I had to take care of it for the pet's safety. While pondering on what I should use to kill the snake, I noticed how weird it looked. And that was when I saw the second head. It was two snakes entwined. I decided it was above my pay grade and went inside to find the neighbor's number. A couple of minutes later, he arrived, and as he and his teenage son got out of the truck, my breath caught in my throat. As he took a shovel from the back of his truck, he gave me the same sardonic grin I saw in my nightmare. And his son was the teenage boy from the dream. He was even wearing the same floral pattern board shorts.
It's over there.
The man quickly dispatched the snakes. Then he turned to me and said,
"It could be counted dangerous, a woman like you, living out here all alone."
It made my skin crawl. I was starting to feel very alone at this place. Hardly anyone would visit me, and those who did wouldn't come a second time. There was a small room at the back of this large trailer that I became increasingly uneasy about. I kept it empty and found I couldn't even go near it in the dark without feeling afraid. Sometimes the fear nearly made me throw up. I became nervous just being there, and was so sleep deprived, I ended up calling someone to come over to perform a cleansing. Two women arrived, and after looking around the trailer and the yard, one of them said,
"You need to leave."
She wouldn't tell me why. She just repeated,
"You need to leave."
The nightmares ended, but something else began. I would wake up sometime between 1 and 3 a.m. every night. On one of these nights, I heard a deep male voice say,
"I'm not ready yet."
The most disturbing thing about this is that I'm positive I heard the voice after I woke up. It happened a few more times, although I could never really make out what was being said. So I downloaded a sleep recorder, and what it captured terrified me.
"Come home."
"I told you, I'm not ready."
"You need to come home."
"Shut the hell up."
That was the last straw. I packed up and went to stay with my sister. There was something on that property, and I'm sure the neighbors knew about it. Maybe they had a connection to it. I'm not sure what it was. I'm just very thankful it didn't follow me when I left.
Prepare to enter an immersive world of tragedies, hauntings, legends, and folklore. Southern Gothic is a podcast that will take you deep into the dark history and haunted lore of the American South, exploring some of the region's most infamous tales. From the swamps of Louisiana to the shores of the Carolinas, isolated communities of Appalachia, and the bloody battlefields and earliest settlements of Virginia. This is where ghost stories come alive. Grim secrets are exposed, and mysteries, well, you need to listen to find out. Join us now at southerngothicmedia.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dreams are fascinating things, aren't they? I find it strange that our unconscious mind shows us these incredible productions. Yet, the second we wake up, our conscious mind tries very hard to make us forget them. Curious. Story number 2 is titled James. When I was 16, I was an avid reader of romance novels. I'd lock myself in my basement bedroom and lose myself in the cheesy, dramatic goodness. After a while, I started having dreams of a dashing young man who looked like he'd jumped from the cover of a Harlequin paperback. His name was James, and he had an English accent. I'd have these dreams about once a month, but then it became more frequent, and I'd dream of James once or twice a week. In the dream, I'd wake up and find James standing in my room. His eyes were a vibrant green, and he'd push his long ruffled hair back in a very sexy way. He'd stare at me with yearning and devotion, and I'd wake up thinking,
"That's what it feels like to be in love."
After a while, the dreams progressed, and James would approach me, slowly, as though hesitant to make sure I wasn't afraid. Then, he'd tell me I was beautiful and ask, "Shall we dance?" Music would appear, and I would look down to find I was wearing a beautiful laced nightgown, and we would dance in the moonlight. I became obsessed and would sometimes force myself to sleep at 7 p.m. just so I could see him. Then, things in my waking life became a little strange. My music player would turn on in the middle of the night, full blast.
Turn that damn music off! I have to get up for work in an hour! Thank you.
I'd be doing homework at my desk and would see things move from the corner of my eye. One day, I was in my room with my best friend. We had the house to ourselves, and we were lying in my bed, eating cookie dough and watching TV. We started hearing a male voice coming from the bathroom down the hall from my room. At first, we didn't think anything of it. Maybe my dad or brother had come home early, but the voice went on and on, until my friend asked,
"Who's here?"
I muted the TV.
And thinking about my friend, other forms, how does that affect humans?
And a shiver ran through me as I realized the voice had an accent.
Does that affect humans? Know about it.
James?
The voice stopped.
Who's James?
I told my friend about the dreams, and her face turned pale. It was a couple of days later, and when I went to bed that night, I had the dream, and once again, I was dancing with James. But after a while, the energy changed. He pulled me closer and held me in a tight embrace as he said, "You belong to me. No one else will ever have you." I asked my mother if I could move out of the basement and have a bedroom upstairs. We rearranged a few things to accommodate me, and the dreams stopped. A year or so passed, and I started college and moved out of home. Recently, I came home for the holidays, and my mum told me she was turning the basement bedroom into an office. My sister said something that made my heart skip a beat.
James won't like this.
Later on, I confronted her.
Do you know James too?
At first, she acted like she didn't know what I was talking about, but I finally got her to speak.
Yeah, I know him.
I tried to warn her.
Don't be fooled. He's not what he appears to be.
Then she said,
"You're just jealous because James loves me."
"Listen to me. He's not a nice man.
Leave me alone."
Later on, I tried again to make her see sense, but she wouldn't listen to me. She's in love with James, and I don't know what to do about it. Shall we dance?
Mm-hmm. In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I think we've all stumbled down the odd YouTube rabbit hole from time to time. This last one is perhaps a cautionary tale on that. It's titled The Video. And I'll see you next week. I was living on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, renting a very small studio apartment. One night, I was watching YouTube videos and stumbled across one that looked like a very old documentary on the occult. I wasn't really sure what it was about, but I kept watching. I got the impression it was about demonic possession, but it wasn't explicit. The more I watched, the more disturbing it became.
Don't look away. Accept it.
Until I turned it off, thinking, who the hell would make such a thing? I felt a genuine fear from watching it. I poured a glass of wine, watched a little normal TV to get it out of my brain, then went to bed. Sometime in the night, I woke up. My TV was on. I told myself I must have forgotten to turn it off, then went over and turned it off again. When I got back to bed, on the other side of the open-plan apartment, I found my phone was playing music. Music I didn't recognize.
Pour on me, pour on me.
I grabbed the phone to see what it was playing, and it just stopped. I was freaking out. So I turned on all the lights, even the bathroom, and watched TV until morning. While I was getting ready to leave for work, my dog kept barking at nothing. I went to work, then came home. The door wouldn't open more than a few inches. Something was behind it. I gave it a shove and saw it was the dresser. I had to use all my weight to push the door open. The dog was sitting in the corner, shaking. I looked around quickly, but there was no one in the apartment. I moved the dresser back, closed the door, then sat down to watch the news. A little later, my friend came over. And after a while, I got up to use the bathroom. When I came out, she had a look of horror on her face. She said, "Everything on the coffee table fell over." It scared the hell out of me, but I didn't tell her what else had been happening. My friend left, and I went to bed. At around 3 a.m., I was woken again. It was coming from the wall, right next to my head. I put the pillow over my head, shut my eyes, and told myself,
"It's not real. It's not real."
And eventually, I fell asleep. The next day, when I got home from work, I found all the books from my bookshelf on the floor, but not below the bookshelf as though they'd fallen. They were scattered all across the room, and the coffee table had been moved about 4 feet. I sat on the couch, wondering if I'd been robbed, but after looking around, I found nothing missing, and the door and windows were locked. I was very unsettled, so I FaceTimed a friend in Texas. We talked for about an hour, but then my friend's expression changed. She looked horrified.
"What's wrong?"
What she said terrified me.
"I saw a face right next to you."
"What?"
"I couldn't hear anything, but it looked like it was screaming at you."
I told her I had to go, and immediately called my very religious cousin and asked her 1,000 questions about ghosts. She told me things that only made me feel more unsettled. So I just asked her to pray for me. The next day, I bought sage and spoke to a priest.
"I can give you some holy water, but your best weapon is prayer."
Nothing further happened in the apartment, although I could still feel a very dark and ominous presence. I came home late one night, after drinking in a bar with friends, and found the dog whimpering, like she was in pain. I was angry and more than a little drunk. I yelled out,
"Okay, you win. I'll move out. Just leave me alone."
Then I curled up in bed and passed out. Nothing else happened after that, but I still moved out. And I no longer watch random YouTube videos.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.